Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, as we have been doing the past few Saturdays. So we've been visiting with Lacapral Valley graduates that went on to play college sports. And we're going to go way back this morning. We're going to go to Madison High School and talk with Scott Fernall. Scott's on the phone with us. Thanks for joining us this morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning. Thanks, Paul, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Yeah. I've been interviewing Lacapral Valley graduates, but we're going to start interviewing Appleton, Marietta, Bellingham, Madison graduates as well. So this COVID thing's really putting a kink in things, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly is. I appreciate the intro there. We've got to go way back to Madison. I appreciate the dating there of me. So, but it's all good.
Okay, well, not too far back.
Not too far.
What grade did you graduate? What year did you graduate from Madison High School, Scott?
I graduated in 1989.
Okay. All right. Well, let's start with maybe some family around Madison. Your family, when you grew up and stuff, your brothers and sisters and mom and dad?
Sure do. So I was in the middle of a family of six. So my oldest brother, Dave, still farms around Madison. My parents are Chuck and Carol. They have a farm just east of town, about 4 miles. My next oldest brother, Tim, he is in Iowa. He works for John Deere, and he's married to Kari Clark, who's from Madison, too, and they've got a couple kids. I should have talked. Yeah, Dave is married to Susie and Gretchen. Gretchen is a Lacapral grad, and she's actually over in Prague, Czechoslovakia now, so it's kind of a world traveler. And and my older sister Michelle, she lives up in Alexandria, married to Kevin. And then I have two younger sisters, Jody, who married Chris Jostock from Dawson, and they've got three kids. And then my sister Julie, she lives in Andover, kind of by Buffalo, St. Michael area, and they've got three kids as well. So yeah, I'm married to a gal from Dawson, Tammy Jostock. Arnie and Bonnie still live over in Dawson. And we've got three boys. My oldest is a senior at St. John's, Jacob. And I've got a sophomore at NDSU, Orion. And then my youngest is a senior graduating this year from Sartell. We live up by Sartell now, so... Mm-hmm. That's the Fernholz clan.
Yeah.
Kind of spread out a little bit.
So. That's right. Well, back in the 80s at Madison High School, the Fernholz clan was a lot of activities at Madison High School. And you're no different. Talk a bit about your high school experience at Madison High School, Scott. The sports you're
sure.
in and maybe some other activities that you're involved in.
Okay. Sports-wise, I was in football, wrestling, and baseball. Went out for a few different spring sports before that, my senior year, but baseball was kind of where I landed at the junior and senior year and had a great time there. Dick Newman and Dale Bannerman were the coaches, and we were paired with Lacapral back then, so got a chance to meet a lot of guys from around the area, and we had a good time. Wrestling was kind of my main sport of the three, that was the one that had the most success with, and then football had a lot of fun. We weren't very good. We kind of had an 0-16 streak there while I was in high school there, but we ended up winning three my senior year, so we had kind of a rough go of it back then, but we had fun. We tried.
Yep.
Tried to do the best we could. So mostly sports, and then, you know, our family had hogs and crops and stuff, so, you know, helped out on the farm around that, you know, mm-hmm. kind of when I wasn't in athletics, so.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, let's talk about football first. I didn't realize that. Maybe name some of your teammates and maybe some memories of on the football team and coaches and stuff.
Oh, goodness. We had, I think, the first coaches, we had Butch, Ingebrigtsen, and then it was Vessinen, Jetty, and Glomstead were the three that took over, I think it was junior and senior year. And I guess it was sort of one of those things where we needed coaches, and mm-hmm. they fit the bill, and they used their experience to help us as best they could, and learned a lot during that period, I guess, as far as dealing with adversity and never trying not to keep your head down, keep trying.
Right.
And learned how to scramble for my life.
Did you play quarterback?
I did play quarterback, yeah.
Okay.
And, you know, I look at things now and I'm thinking, oh, so that's how you're supposed to play quarterback. Kind of a lot of ad-libbing and making up stuff as we went. But
remember any games?
Yeah, I do remember one game we played against Wheaton, and it was a good. We were beating them pretty good, and it was like the year or two before they went to nine man, I think, and we were kind of teeing off on the quarterback, because back then you played defense, offense. I think you sat for a couple plays to get a breather, but everybody, we didn't have many numbers, so it's pretty much you played most of the game. And so we were sacking a quarterback, and I remember the referee coming up to us, and I think we had like Greg Storlene and Andy Schultz and Vala and Luke and Mortensen and Chris Hansen were a bunch of the guys that were on the team. And I remember the referee kind of came up to us and told us to take it easy on the quarterback.
Oh, really?
Said, you know, kind of lay off a little bit, because we were having some fun. We're like, hey, we don't get an opportunity to do this very often. We had to take advantage of it. So
right.
Kind of our opportunity, right. But.
Well, before we talk about your wrestling career, let's talk about your baseball. You mentioned a little bit about that. How'd that go for you? Some highlights, maybe.
Baseball was fun. Like I said, Dick Newman was my wrestling coach and then baseball coach as well. And it just, spring was just, I think, a good time of year to get out. And I remember one time we were paired with Dawson, like I mentioned, and John Resch had hit a ball. And I remember it went right by the ear of the pitcher.
Ooh.
And I remember I think it was Bannerman just said, that's the hardest hit ball I've ever seen, you know, and we kind of had fun with him on that, because we started giving John a little crap about, man, did you see how hard that ball was hit? And he said, that man, I've never seen a ball hit that hard, John. He goes, oh, knock it off, guy.
Yeah.
But no, it was pretty fun. I remember, you know, the bus rides were fun in the springtime, and, mm-hmm. you know, we did all right. Mike Adelman was kind of our horse. He was the pitcher and pretty much could play any position, so we, you know.
Yeah, I think Mike's still playing town ball, too, I think.
I think he is. Quite an athlete.
Yeah.
So
were you guys called the Madison Dragons then, or at the time, Scott, or?
No, it was Lacaparo, so. Whatever we were, I'm trying to think of what even, I don't know, we were paired. So.
Okay. Okay.
We weren't Eagles, but it was just Lacaparo. I don't even know what the mascot was at that point. But.
Okay. We'll have to do some research on that.
There you go.
All right. Let's talk about your wrestling career at Madison. I know in the late 80s, wrestling was really good at the time, wasn't it? Maybe talk about some of your teammates and some memories on your
sure.
high school wrestling. Yeah.
Yeah, we were pretty solid back then. And I think it started, you know, back, you know, kind of you had second and third generations, or at least not the generations, but just sort of the second and third family members that were in the program. So like you had the second generation, like Webbers and Fernholtz and, I think Pazes and everybody, and you just had it was really a lot of families. It was a good time. Think about some of the state tournaments that we used to go down and watch the guys. I remember one year we came back from one of the tournaments, and it had snowed, so we got stuck in Hutchinson, I think. I mean, got snowed in, so we couldn't. They had a caravan of cars, and we only made it to Hutch.
Okay.
And, I think we ate every bit of food they had there, and the next day got up and headed back to Madison, and we got back to the 5 mile corner there with 212 and 75, and the road was, I think it was probably 3 feet high drifts, right, and you couldn't get through. And I remember, I think it was Larry West that had took one of the DOT trucks and he made a path all the way out to the corner, and then everybody had to follow him back into town.
Oh, wow.
And you see, he had all these cars basically that had come all the way from the city to go down to the state tournament. But it was just, that's kind of the family, and that's the following you had, was this whole clan of people that were all part of the sport. It was very, I would say, it was a big family. And
right.
I think Mike and Dick had a lot to do with, you know that cohesiveness with the team and just family members and just the different generations. So,
right.
But yeah, we were pretty solid. I think,
Did you beat Camby in the 80s?
We did. We did one time. We did, but it was a dual meet. It was, I think, either the year they won or the year after they won state, I think, and it was down in Canby. And that was the only time I think we ever beat them back then.
Wow.
And I know it was the only time we ever beat them back then, because then they would somehow gear up and just take it to everybody they wrestled in the regions. But mm-hmm. I mean, we did beat them down there, and I know that didn't sit too well with the Canby people. but we got our victory. Yeah.
What weight class did you wrestle, and some of your teammates on the Madison Dragon wrestling team back then in the 80s?
So I kind of worked my way up. So I was 98 and 105, 119 and 135, I think, my senior year. Some of my senior teammates were like Chris Hansen, Randy Mortensen, Lonnie West. I know I'm going to forget different
yep.
folks. Greg Storlein was out there too.
Okay.
Scott Satrowski, Darren Crowett, they were a year older. I know Mark Schneider was a year older. Some of the younger guys kind of coming up the ladders, I think. It just seems like it all kind of blends together. But,
right, right.
You know, I know my my older brothers, you know, I think about what I learned from them and kind of the older groups is they just, it gradually kept getting better, kind of building up to that success we had in the late 80s and stuff. And, you know, they paved the way. It was back then, I don't know if you remember the singlets we had, but we had tights, you know,
yep.
so it's like part of the uniform. So back when it was, I don't know if it was ever cool to wear tights, but we had tights. And if anybody ever made fun of you, you know, it'd be like, well, they're wrestlers, so probably knew they could back it up.
Right. Well, I was on the wrestling team in 75. I think the second year, Dick Newman and Danny, or Mike Bredick started the wrestling program at Madison. Yeah, I remember the tights, Scott.
Yes, sir. So, and actually, I think it's like, you think about these guys having to wear knee pads. It was kind of nice when you had tights because you didn't have to wear knee pads.
Right,
you know,
right.
Could shoot in and not get all stuck on the mat, but
yep.
Good battles. I remember, you know, the days that the district tournaments and the regions used to be packed to the rafters, and I know somebody had shared some YouTube links of the Canby's got a bunch of videos of like these region tournaments, and there's that environment just doesn't seem to exist anymore. When you seem like the whole Montevideo gymnasium was just packed, and it was screaming fans, and it was just a real electric environment,
yeah.
And you know, it was fun.
Yeah, how did you do at sections, and maybe anybody make it to state in your time, or?
We had a couple of, you know, like I know Chris Hansen was a state champion. I know Randy had made it to state. I got third a couple times
at state.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So made it four times, as a freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, and
what was that experience like for you going to state?
State was fun. Going as a freshman, it's kind of interesting. I think of it back then as I go back to the section tournament, where I ended up having a kid from, that's a Sleepy Eye, and we had a pretty big region back then. And I remember wrestling this guy from Sleepy Eye, and I swear he was 21. I mean, the guy, he had a 5 o'clock shadow, and I'm like a ninth grader. I'm like, oh, my gosh, this guy looks old. And after I kind of calmed my nerves a little bit, I ended up getting control and beat him pretty decent, I think, and that was a big confidence booster. And then he ended up making it and went into section and region and then going to state. And getting down to state, I mean, the Civic Center, a pretty big environment. You know, you do the walkthrough, kind of like, this is before Hoosiers was even out, right, but sort of that whole Hoosiers effect, you know, you walk in there and just try to go down there and do the best you can. And ended up winning a couple matches and losing a couple matches, but okay, each year you get more experience. And, you know, it was a good time.
Okay.
There's two classes back then, I remember, double A and A. So,
and you got third, you said, yeah, huh, at state?
Yeah, I got third twice, and the other two times I won a couple, lost a couple. So
okay. Yeah. Good. If you're just tuning in, we're visiting with Scott Fernall. Scott's a graduate of Madison High School. What year was that again, Scott, when you graduated?
Back in 1989.
89, okay.
89.
Yeah, well, let's talk about your college career. You had really good success, sure, in college, and why did you pick St. John's?
So I picked St. John's. At the time, I was dating my wife now, Tammy, and we had gone up for a homecoming game up at St. John's. And if you've ever been to St. John's in the fall for a football game, it's quite an experience because the leaves are changing and the stadium is just beautiful. It's in a natural bowl thing. And so I went up there, and like I said, I come back and I said to Mike Bredick, I said, hey, I kind of like that St. John's. It's kind of a nice place. They've got wrestling, because I wanted to wrestle, but I also wanted to make sure that, you know, if they ever got injured, that I was at a good college or good university to, you know, not be kind of stuck in the middle of nowhere. And so we called up the wrestling coach and said, hey, I'm interested in coming up there, and did a visit, and it just, you just kind of fall in love with the place, and you get the feeling that this is the right spot, and it ended up for sure being the right spot for me. And, you know, ended up going to school there and was a graduate in a business management degree and wrestled all 4 years up there. And it was just a great experience, Division III college wrestling, and gives you that opportunity to still compete at the collegiate level and still get a good education.
Right.
So
how different is high school wrestling compared to college wrestling, Scott?
I'd say college wrestling is like the state tournament every single match. So everybody there, so you got to kind of you got to build your game up. Otherwise you're not going to be competing very long. So, you know, but it's like iron sharpens iron. So you wrestle against the best in the Division III and you just keep getting better. That's why, like, if you're searching for the easy wins, it's not going to help you get any better. So you know, I know you take some lumps, but it'll kind of make you stronger. And that was sort of the approach, was you got to get better or get out. So
right.
Just each day, just kind of work at getting better. So okay. There was when I got up there, I wrestled 142 in college. Wrestled 135 my senior year, and there was I think seven guys in my weight class my freshman year when I got there. And I was kind of like, you know, that's a lot of guys. Because everybody, the middleweights are kind of popular.
Right.
I mean, it seems like there's a lot of guys in the 40 to 50 range. And there, Chris Fairchild from Canby was up there. He was a sophomore. And so we were practice partners a lot. And I just kind of said, hey, I've only got 4 years. You know, and when you go to like a D3 school like that, they want to try to get you in and out in 4 years. And so I just said, hey, I'm not going to wait around for, you know, next year, right?
Yep.
Kind of going back to what I was talking about before. And so I just took advantage of it and then just went all in and ended up getting the spot. And
cool.
You know, had a pretty good freshman year, made All-American and made the Nationals. So it was pretty good.
Actually, you made the Nationals all 4 years, as I understand it. And you placed in the Nationals national tournament once. Talk about that.
Yeah. So the opportunity went all 4 years. We had back then it was kind of a regional tournament, regional qualifier, and Nationals for Division III were a lot of times during that generation were out east. So the first year was at Ithaca, and I think it was somewhere in the Midwest, and I think my junior year might have been on Trenton, and senior year is out at the Coast Guard Academy. So, yeah, just we had Augsburg was the main team in our section or our qualifier, and so we had some pretty good competition in our home backyard. So, you know, you felt pretty good going up against some of the East Coast guys once you get the Nationals. So, but good experience. You know, college wrestling, you know, the environment's still, you know, maybe not as big as like the state wrestling tournament when you think of all the people, but, you know, the people that are there are, you know, diehards because, you know, right. They travel all over the country to watch their family members. And I'll say my family was very supportive and, you know, coming to watch a lot of those matches and traveling out east and stuff. And I think a lot of good memories were made and a lot of good friends were made with different family members from other teammates. So it's a really great experience.
Good. All right. Well, let's catch up with Scott now. What are you doing now? And talk about your family. I know your kids were very good athletes too. And what schools do they go to?
Yeah, we live up in Sartell. We've been up here for a little over 20 years. It seems like not that long ago, but yeah, my youngest is just graduating this year. He's a senior at Sartell, so they all three went to Sartell. My son Sam was a wrestler, and he played football most of the high school, and then in baseball a little bit. My wife Tammy is a teacher at the middle school, and I work for a company called Granger, an industrial supply company. And my other son Jacob is a senior out at St. John's, and he's graduating this year. And then Ryan is a pharmacy major up at NDSU. So kind of got them spread out all over the place. But we like it up here. It's a good community, and actually another Madison person lives just down the street. I don't know if you remember Kathy Anderson or Bob Anderson.
Okay,
so
yeah.
Kathy lives right like five houses from me, so she's probably like, okay, well, now everybody knows where I live. But it's you know, kind of a small world when you when you get up in like the St. Cloud area. There's a lot of transplants that are up here. It was back, I think, about the section tournament. We had that in Wilmer this year, and it's kind of interesting because Brett and Nancy Hansen, their son Logan, is a senior at Tech, they called Tech, and so we're all in the same section. So the section was in Wilmer, so we were there, and all the Crowett clan was there. So we had a pretty good showing for like all the relation that was over in Wilmer that day between our family and the Crowetts, watching the next generation wrestle. So really, really great experience.
Awesome. Yeah, and your kids have had success at state tournaments too, haven't they? Or
yeah, so Ryan, Jake was in a lot of the sports and got close a couple times. He had over 100 wins. He ended up wrestling for a couple years out at St. John's. Ryan was in cross country basketball and track, and he went to state a couple times in track. Went for 4 years in cross country.
Cross country, yeah, that's what I remember. Yeah.
Yep, he ran across country, and then, you know, I think his passion was basketball. He loved basketball. And then in track, he ran 800, and then they had a relay team that ended up placing in state at the Hamlin meet there in the state tournament. So, and then Sam ended up making it to state this last year, and he had he probably had 115 wins, so he was a solid wrestler. He's gone. Oh, go ahead.
No, at the state wrestling tournament, right?
Yep. He ended up getting the number two seed that is going to the University of Minnesota, and then he had a pretty tough kid in the back draw, and so, but he ended up winning one of losing two. He's heading down to the University of Minnesota College of Biology and Sciences. I tried to get him to St. John's to wrestle, but he's got his sights set on the academics, so I'm like, hey, go for it.
That's right. That's good. So, all right.
Yeah, he's smarter than I.
Hey, Scott, it's been fun visiting with you this morning and catching up with you. Boy, it's not that long ago, 1989, so you're not that old, right?
Right. I can still, you know, Yeah, I can still move around pretty decently. I help coach out at St. John's a little bit, but I tend to not get in there as much as I used to.
And the wrestling program?
Yep. Oh, so, cool. I help out there. I've been volunteer coaching for probably the last, 20 years almost.
Oh.
Since we moved back up in the area. So.
Okay, real good. All right, well, Scott, thanks a lot again for joining us on the Coaches Show.
Well, thank you very much, Paul, for having me, and take care.
Yep. Scott Fernholz, a graduate of Madison High School in 1989. Hey, we'll take a commercial break, and we'll come back with more of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show right after this.